truly understand the complexity and horrors of the new high school gang war, one must first examine the major contributors. The most important one is, of course, E-Gas Dining. After 6 long and tyrannical years, the student body had finally had enough of being served chicken 4 days out of each week and trying to stomach a cryptic concoction affectionately called soup de hamburger. The students of Manu High yearned for something else. Little did they know, they were finally going to be able to obtain that desire at a cost. It was August 2014. The school year had just kicked off. It was a joyous time, and every day at 12:34, the students would line up with empty stomachs and faces full of excitement, only to find disappointment in the subpar selection of delicatessens. But this was about to change. As a savvy man by the name of Big Vitch discovered a product that would revolutionize the game and put E-Gas out of business, it was called brisket. A family recipe that had been passed down in Vitch's family since the beginning of man. Now right now, you might be thinking, oh, brisket, where's the harm in that? Well, let me tell you, this was not your father's brisket. As recovering brisket abuser Dante recounted, you know, it starts with one brisket a day, then two, then three, and the next thing you know, you're on an endless journey of gluttony. Like, the rush is crazy. I was only able to kick my habit a year ago after switching to a strict toast-only diet. Vitch knew his product was no laughing matter. But he was blinded by the money, and the power, and all that came with it. Word was out. Everyone knew Mitch was the supplier, the purest brisket east of the Mississippi. It was a tragic tale of supply and demand. Studies by the University of Uzbekistan have shown that in Vitch's prime, he brought in an average of $500 million a month off brisket sales alone. However, as the great Shosei once said, all good things must come to an end. Vitch had become too big, and after a year-long investigation by the FDA, they had enough to lock him away for at least 64 consecutive life sentences. Vitch knew this, but he wasn't going down without a fight. On November 5th, 2015, Vitch was finally gunned down in a violent street fight on Rue Fawcett Street. The Manu community rejoiced, declared November 5th a school holiday. However, little did they know, they had something else coming. Something that would shock their world. The Manu community and FDA that they had finally put an end to all this brisket madness. All they had really done, however, was open up Pandora's box.